Is there a heaven and hell after death?
Is there hell after death? There was a story of a samurai who wanted to find out, is there really hell and heaven? And he'd asked monks, you know, just monks like me, and they said yes or they said no. How can he find out for sure? Even if I said yes, can you really believe me? So he went to this old monk and he said, is there heaven, is there hell? And this old monk said, you're too stupid to know either. And this was a samurai, they're proud people. He said, don't call me stupid. I can call you whatever you like, you oaf. And the samurai put his hand on the sword. If you don't watch your language, monk, I don't care who you are, I'll chop your head off. You could even slice the head off a mushroom. And he got out his sword and said, don't play with me. And the monk said, what are you taking that old, rusty old piece of metal for? And the samurai was so proud and so angry at the insults which this monk was throwing at him. He got out of his sword and was about to strike off his head when the monk said, that's hell. Anger. That's hell. And the samurai understood. At last, someone's actually teaching from direct experience, because to hate someone and be about to kill them, that is hell. And of course, he was so grateful for such teachings. He put his sword away. At last, he found someone who could teach him direct from the heart. And he bowed to that wonderful monk. And the wonderful monk just smiled at him as he was bowing and said, and that's heaven. That's a wonderful little story. So if you don't want to go to hell, don't get angry at your husband. Be kind and be grateful. Do good things and you know that's heaven. And you know that if such places exist, if you get angry and mean and spiteful, that's where you'll go. That's where you belong. If you're kind and generous, forgiving and gentle, if there is a heaven, that's where you'll go. Because your mind will find the place where it belongs.